Sometimes art is meant to make you smile. Sometimes it's meant to make you angry or sad or to make you reflect. But Phoenix artist Nathaniel Lewis's art is meant to make you squirm a little. Lewis's newest collection, Little Terrors, shows his one-year-old son holding a toy AR-15 rifle. He also displays wooden toy versions of a security camera and monitor, a TSA checkpoint, and a gas mask. Vice called it a twisted take on playtime. And for Lewis, that's kind of the idea. He wants to challenge you a little with his art and for you to question your reaction to it. We dug into that motivation more when he came into our studios recently, and he told me where these ideas come from.
Well, it started years ago. I had started doing sketches, and I initially had a lot of the ideas as vignettes. One of the first pieces that I completed was a stacking ring that resembled a grenade, but you have to pull the pin to play with the stacking ring.
Like the stacking rings that a kid would play with.
Right, right. So it's essentially there's a base and there's a rod in the center, and then you have a rainbow-colored sections, and mm-hmm. you build it up that way. Lately, I've been working on an advanced interrogation kit. You have what's half of a briefcase, and there's a random spinner that is a true-false spinner, very similar to the one that you would see in the Game of Life. So if you don't tell the truth, then there's a car battery with electrodes to enhance your interrogation.
Wow. Okay. And in this collection, you see like an image of your son, right? And he's holding a toy weapon, but it looks like a little kid's toy.
Right. It's scaled to his size. He's just a little over one. And so it has spinning cylinders of rainbow colors. It has a rattle on the back. There's a sliding smiley face that rolls when you tip it back and forth. In the clip, there's an abacus of bullets.
So you were a toy maker in a past life, and it sounds like you have been playing with this idea of toys as weapons for quite some time now as an artist.
Yeah, it's one of those things when you work, my original background, I have a master's in sculpture. And so at one point I worked for a toy company that made toys for other companies that didn't traditionally make wooden toys. And within that, you know, there are learning goals. There are also things you can't make as toys. And it's not so much that I bumped up into the wall of like, boy, I sure would like to make an AR-15 for toddlers. But it gets you thinking about the type of behaviors that you're trying to model through toys.
Yeah.
Because so much of toddler toys are about modeling adult behavior. And you realize how many things there are in the world that we're okay with and how many things we're not okay with.
Okay, so this was quite a heavy-handed approach, right? And it makes people kind of uneasy. Like, you must have known that this would create some kind of controversy around it. How did you come up with this idea and these images?
Well, I try very hard to curate the pieces because I feel like it's very easy to fall into the... There's some artists who do this kind of like nose thumbing where they're like, take that, the man.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really accomplish much, and it just kind of maybe upsets someone. I think knowing that I come from a place of being a parent, I come from a place of being a toy designer, I come from a place of growing up in Saudi Arabia in a totally different situation. I have experienced firsthand a lot of the things that people are most afraid of.
Like a military state?
To a degree, yeah. I think, you know, what used to be one of the more shocking elements of my story was saying, oh, they listened to all of our phone conversations and they, you know, bugged our house. And now that's normal here. Mm-hmm. So I say this often enough, I suppose. But it seems like right around the same time that we were losing privacy was very much the same time that we were voluntarily giving it away with social media and so on. So there are things that I don't think people 20 years ago would have been all right with that we give away.
So is that the message you're trying to get across? You're obviously trying to make people uneasy, but for what purpose?
I guess ultimately it's to consider your position on something. My goal is not to get everyone to think exactly the way I do. But when you see something that's visually upsetting or elicits a response of any kind,
yeah.
It gets you to consider the way that you think about the subject matter, right? So For instance, if you're someone who is pro-gun all the way and you think everyone should own every piece of military hardware out there, and you look at this picture, and if you have a response beyond, like, boy, that sure would be cool for my kid to have, if you have something beyond that where you say, well, this is kind of weird, and why is that weird to me?
Right.
I think that it's important to question your point of view. But then also for people who are initially super upset about it, and their initial response is like, you're a monster, and I can't believe you would do this or give this to a kid. And that's the opposite end. And I think those people should also think about their response and why it makes them feel that way initially.
Have you gotten responses like that from people? People are upset by this?
There have been a few. More often than not, I feel like people get it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's the one group that is shocked and upset by it. And then there's a group that says, oh, I get it. I'm supposed to think about this. And I thought that group was going to be a lot larger. and because there are times where I feel like, you know, I worry about handing too much to the viewer.
Yeah.
But then there's the other end where they're like, where can I get one for my kid?
A whole spectrum.
Right.
So when people see this, they fall into those categories, like you said. But what is it that you hope that they will understand about themselves and about the work when they see it?
I hope that they question their initial response, whatever their initial response is. You know, even if you reevaluate your dismissal of it, if you look at it and say, oh, kid holding gun, that's it. There you go. I get it. Child soldier or whatever. And oftentimes those initial dismissive points of view are not entirely, they're not full. It's not a well thought out response. It's interesting, you know, in the comments that I've gotten on social media, watching people's reactions and thoughts evolve, or I'll respond, you know, I'll try to be slightly cryptic or humorous with the response, but watching people develop an understanding through a conversation, especially with each other.
That's the goal.
Right.
All right. Nathaniel Lewis, thank you so much.
Thank you.